We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Dr. Jeffrey P. Key. Dr. Jeffrey P. Key, how are you?
Man, I'm doing extremely, extremely well. And how about yourself?
I am doing extremely well myself, doing great. It is an honor just to talk to you and try to see can I get some great information from you today, Pastor.
Well, I just want to say it's also an honor to be on your program, and I am extremely elated and also full of gratitude for you having me on your program.
You are the pastor for the master.
Amen. That's it. The pastor for the master. That's absolutely who I am.
I like that. I've never heard it said that way, but I love that phrase. What do you mean, pastor for the master?
You know, I love Jesus, and when I came into the ministry, when I became a pastor, you know, some have always said I had a poetical style, and I think that if we're going to be in this gospel of Jesus Christ, we ought to be certainly pastoring for the master. So I just came up with what I love most, and that is being the pastor for the master, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dr. Jeffrey P. Key, what do you mean by being a preacher for social change?
Well, my brother, I've always had a passion for the social inequities that combat our community when you deal with, you know, some of the racial profiling. When you look at the issues that go on in our community that's dealing with the widespread malady of crime, when it comes to education for our children, you know, those kind of things have always had a major profound impact in my life in terms of standing up for a cause. So I spent some of my time studying law. My undergrad is in pre-law and political science, and I've always loved law, but then I love the Lord more, so I ended up going into, after being in the ministry, I got my Master's of Theological Studies, my Master's of Divinity, and then I graduated from United Theological Seminary as a preacher for social change. That's actually what I graduated as a preacher for social change. So when I talk about, you know, the social ills of our community, I'm concerned about what is going on in our community, loving our people, trying to instill a greater sense of values and love for the human condition. I'm just concerned about the bio data experience of others, and particularly when it comes to, you know, our own people. We need to understand that Black Lives Matter. We've seen so much across the nation where we have been marginalized and relegated to be, you know, somewhat substandard. So we still need to be in the trenches to help lift up, you know, our particular community.
Being a drum major for justice, do you think more preachers should be like that, more pastors should be that way? Because to me, this is me personally, I think a lot of ministers or pastors shy away from talking about the inequities of life.
Yeah, I agree with you. I believe that some of us have become so self-centric that we're only concerned about ourselves. And there is a different kind of gospel being preached today. It's like a gospel of prosperity. Everybody's trying to name it and claim it and grab it and blab it. So therefore, we see our community declining because the things that we knew we needed to stand for, now the illusion is that everything is okay. And now the only thing we need to do is go to church, you know, sit there and shout. But we are to come in the church to go back out. All of us should be drum majors for justice. You know, 2013 in the state of Ohio, from the Martin Luther King Commission, I received the Martin Luther King Social Justice Award for the state of Ohio for being engaged in what is going on in our community. On next Thursday, I'll get something called the Life Award from the Columbus Metropolitan Church Council and Spirituality Network for being involved in the crime, what's going on in our community, what's going on again, as I mentioned, with a living wage, what's going on now even with the haters that have mounted up since we have a African-American president. We see now people who have never voted before now want to reclaim our country, you know, because I guess they feel that the White House was called the White House for a reason. So those are the kind of issues, and those are the kind of concerns that, you know, our community should be inextricably, irrefutably linked to.
Dr. Key, I commend you, and I congratulate you, first of all, for the honor that's being bestowed upon you, but I commend you for all that you are doing and all that you will do in the future.
Well, my brother, I certainly appreciate that. And again, you know, with, you know, my family, much of our family, the Key family, you know, we have Southern roots, and so I'm a product of some of that, you know, learning that from my father, what it was like to deal with the Jim Crow laws. And not only that, some things are taught, but other things are caught. And I myself, you know, have experienced what it's like being black. I've been black 3 times, a black baby, a black teenager, now I'm a black adult. So I have an experiential encounter with what it's like to deal with our plight of being black and the injustice that's associated with that.
I like that. Let's talk about the new single, Everybody Praise Him.
Yes, Everybody Praise Him. It's something, you know, it's you know, sometimes we don't feel like we can celebrate God. It's almost like, you know, when I play that here in Columbus, people are line dancing. And it's, you know, it's something that we all need to know. We need not be so judgmental. Everybody can praise Him. Even the Word of God says that if we don't praise Him, He'll make the rocks cry out. That's a sad substitute for you and I. And oftentimes, if we're not careful, people outside of the church are praising God more than people inside of the church. So we don't need to try to criticize, minimize, or marginalize anybody, because we all are created in the image of God. And everybody on the face of this globe, we all have the right to praise God, because God has been good to us, whether we know it or not. We are so uniquely and wonderfully made. There is no person, my brother, in the universe that has the same DNA of you and myself, and there's no one that has our fingerprint. God is a great God, and He's certainly worthy to be praised. So everybody, we just need to augment our voice and just praise Him, because truly God is so wonderfully, and He is so greatly to be praised.
Now is the time. Let's talk about that. What can we expect on the album, Now is the Time?
Now is the Time is comprised of gospel funk. It's comprised of you know, the gospel. It's R&B. It's contemporary worship, and it's also, you know, it's worship and praise. Whatever, you know, whatever you like about music as you walk among the vicissitudes of this paradoxical galaxy that we call life, there's something on the project that appeals to everyone. Whether you're down and you just want to cry, or whether you want to think about walking down the aisle or having a love song for someone special, whatever you like when it comes to a plethora of what your music is, you'll discover it on Now's the Time.
You mentioned your family roots. Pastor yes. John P. Key is a cousin. How has that affected you?
Well, you know, John is now, he was in the music ministry, and then he came into the pastorate. And it's a blessing that, you know, the Key family is comprised of a lot of great gifts in the gospel. And not only that, but my cousin John, he called me up one day and he said, "Cousin, I'm getting married and I don't want just anybody marrying me. I need somebody who knows me and also got the blood of Jesus on them. So,
hey, you sound just like him.
So I said, okay. I said, well, I'll be there, cuz. He said, you coming. We're just going to have a good time, man. No telling what we may do. We may go out and have some chicken, or we may just have a good time and just have church up in here. So he has been a significant influence in my life. About 5 years ago, he had a family reunion that he organized himself, because he has not been engaged with, you know, a lot of people, because he's doing so much, you know, with ministry and music. And it was a great time, and it was in Charlotte. And he had me to preside over the family banquet. And John is just a great comedic, and he's a great lover of God. And he's just an ingenious mind. He's just a person who is in his groove with God, and he's significantly influenced me. He's been here in Columbus the last maybe 6 or 7 times he's been here. I've always been with him, and I've always introduced him. So he's just a friend and a cousin, and just a great, you know, man of God.
Let's get your music. Everybody praise him, and now is the time in the hands of folks. So can they reach you on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram? How can they reach you, Dr. Jeffrey P. Key?
Well, my brother, I'm glad you asked that question. Follow me, if you will, on Now is the Time, Dr. Jeffrey P. Key, K-E-E, on Facebook. And also CD Baby in iTunes. But, you know, like me, if you will, on Now is the Time, Dr. Jeffrey P. Key, and follow me there. And as we transition, you know, and go to a whole different level in terms of exposing this project to the nation.
It is our guest, Dr. Jeffrey P. Key. He is the pastor for the master. Dr. Key, it has been a pleasure. And we thank you for just sharing with us. And it has definitely been enjoyable. May God continue to bless you.
Well, bless you even more. I want to say thank you to the listening audience. I love you. And keep looking up. Remember, preparatory time is never wasted time. Don't ever give up on God. You may not have experienced what you desired yesterday, but today is the tomorrow that we worried about yesterday. And now is your time. Now is the time. And remember, not only is it the right time, but remember, it's the ripe time for you to do what God has called you to do.
Dr. Jeffrey P. Key. Inside.
Love you.
Love you too,
love
brother.
Love you, man. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Love you again, man.
You're inside the gospel spot.